USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The person President Trump named to coordinate the nation's response to the coronavirus has been tested for the virus. And this morning, Vice President Mike Pence says he and his wife both saw those results come back negative. They were tested yesterday after a member of Pence's staff had been diagnosed with it. More than 300 people in the U.S. have died from the COVID-19 virus, and at least 25,000 people are infected, according to Johns Hopkins researchers, who note that many more people are likely infected, but they simply haven't been tested yet. The first procedural votes on a huge economic stimulus package in response to the virus are expected in the U.S. Senate later today. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says they're still talking with Republicans about exactly what it will look like.
We're not there yet, but we're working all night, and we're making very, very good progress.
This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. But great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So, yes, they can help share your needs, too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The White House is responding to rumors that the federal government's about to order a nationwide coronavirus shutdown. Acting Department of Homeland Security Chief Chad Wolf tweeting that contrary to such rumors, DHS has no plan to order any such thing. His tweet saying the rumors aren't true, and he's advising everyone to not pay attention to what he calls disinformation campaigns. President Trump has retweeted Wolf's comments today. The head of the U.S. track and field team is calling for the Tokyo Olympics to be postponed because of the pandemic. The USA swim team has also called for the 2020 Games to be rescheduled. Swimming and track accounted for 65 of America's 121 medals in the 2016 Olympics. The 2020 Olympics are scheduled for late July and early August. An earthquake damaging buildings in the capital of Croatia. It was a 5.3 magnitude quake just a few hours ago. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
The music world is still reacting to news of the death of country and pop legend Kenny Rogers. A spokesperson for Rogers says he died peacefully at home from natural causes under the care of hospice and while surrounded by family. Rogers was 81. About a decade ago, as he was setting out on another tour, he said at a news conference,
"You're going to influence a lot of people, good and bad, with the decisions you make. So I've chosen to make as many good ones as I can."
Rogers' family saying that for now, in the face of the coronavirus outbreak, they're just planning a small private service, but a public memorial will be held at a later date. Pope Francis is offering a prayer for families coping with the coronavirus pandemic. The Vatican says the Pope prayed yesterday for all of those who are forced to stay indoors because of it, especially those with children. Italy is the hardest hit country in Europe, with the death toll approaching 5,000. More than 50,000 people in that nation have been infected. And a new word on social media could well find its way into the common lexicon, depending on how long the virus pandemic lasts. The word is COVIDiot. It's being used with a definition that's rather simple: a stupid person who ignores social distancing, thus furthering the spread of the COVID-19 virus. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.